you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Before we get into this episode, what we're going to need you to do, we're going to need you to like, we're going to need you to share, and if you ain't already done so, we're going to need you to subscribe to this shit, okay?
No need for apologies, bitches.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of...
No Need for Apologies.
I'm Monroe Martin.
And I'm Derek Gaines.
And we got PDD in this bitch. What up, PDD?
Abru? Yeah, what's good, my guys?
What's going on, man? King of the summer. King cool, of the man. Summer.
I think you might be the king of the summer. I kind of think he's the king of the summer. Good call.
Nah. What's up?
You king of the outside festival, man.
When's the next show? When's the next show, PD? Every time I turn around, you got another show.
Nah, we the kings. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit ain't nothing without y'all and everybody. Feel me? That shit would be trash, man. Without everybody.
They know you. So every time they is PDD hosting? Is he the one conducting this train? Uh-huh. That's what they want to know. See?
I mean, you know, where I'm gonna go? You feel me? It's like where I'm gonna go, my nigga. We gotta be outside. We gotta be somewhere.
We gotta. People want to laugh and people want to fucking vent. So,
and I'm just glad y'all be coming outside because I'll be lonely, nigga. That shit was problematic. Yo, you know, niggas be going to the city. You know, niggas be going like, yo, I'm gonna go to the city, check it out. And it don't be no, it be tumbleweed on fucking bout on Broadway. You be like, damn, this shit sad, nigga.
I am legend light, just super light down there. But yeah, legendary. I ain't legend vibes a little though.
Yeah, it's wild. And but I don't even like going to Manhattan no more. Like right now, it's just like weird to go because it's just.
I was in the city last night with Makala and Greg, a couple people with Matt, and we was like looking to try to get a drink, my nigga. At like 10:40, places was like, nah, not tonight.
Yeah, but this is the time where y'all just go bring your own drinks. Go to Wine and Spirit, get you a little something that you like.
Yeah.
Sip on that shit.
That's the step party.
Yeah, this is what it is. This is the vibe.
Porch party.
We ended up, Makala had a little bottle in her purse, but she was holding out and then she pulled it out and then hit everybody.
That little son of a. They just played the game.
Makala was holding out.
Yo, real quick,
played the game. What up?
You got a haircut, right?
Yeah.
Yo, did they hit you with the temperature joint before?
Yeah.
How that shit made you feel, my nigga? Like, did you feel?
I feel like the problem is though, like,
I'm listening.
The normal temperatures range from like what like 90 something to 99. So people are like, nah, you got it. Like I was fine, but they're like, no, you got a 99. So now it turns everybody into an MD. Like every barber you go to think they're an expert on body temperature now. Like, body temperature. You don't know nothing about anything. Yeah. Oh. But they're like, nah, 99. I'm like, yeah.
Shit crazy.
Oh, so niggas is nurses and the barbers is nurses now.
Everybody's a fucking doctor now.
Yo, nigga hit me like this. With like, yo, because it was my man, so I'm like, there's no way he gonna hit me with the temperature check. This nigga said, yo, I got to, son. Niggas is watching. And I was mad paranoid. Like, yo, did I catch
nigga, he did it
on the way?
Hey, Petey, that's the detective. That's how detectives hold their flashlight and their gun in the movies.
The nigga hit you like it was like the gun from Nintendo. Remember that old shit?
I think it had the Duck Hunt joint. But that shit fucking crazy. Yo, at the club, did they have that?
What do you mean? The comedy club? Did they have that at the comedy club?
They had some shit. Oh, you're talking to me, right? They had just had a big old vat of hand sanitizer at the door. And you had the host had to spray and wipe down. The feature had to spray wipe down, and then the host had to respray when before I got back up.
They didn't scan people?
Nah, they didn't give a fuck. First of all, let me explain what was going on in that mall. Nigga, it was Resident Evil because it was so closed. It was like the Umbrella Corporation, like you'd be in there. Like it was just too empty and clean.
Yeah.
It was like the zombies are somewhere. And it was like partially open.
Okay.
But what I will say is that Minnesota is delightfully niggerish, man. Like it was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was that many black people out there.
Yeah, most of those black people are like African though too.
Yeah,
because they got a big Ethiopian and Somalian. Yeah,
I was like, and then you had our beautiful like hood blacks just hanging out in front of the Rainbow Store waiting for that bitch to open. Like,
so the mall had foot traffic.
Monroe, I will not lie. Two of the girls in there that was like had a face on Zara looked like your youngest sister. It was pretty crazy. I was like, oh shit, that's Montana.
Damn, I didn't even know Minnesota was lit like that.
Yeah.
Black bliggity, like bliggity.
Yeah.
Line around like a social distance line coming off Chick-fil-A. All us. Looked like everybody from Philly. It was pretty crazy.
Damn. So the mall,
let me tell you how funny it was, bro. Petey, I had a shorty with me, and we was going to the comedy club, and some of the hood chicks that was staying at the hotel came out and was looking at my chick going, oh, she crew? Bitch, you crew? I'm like, where the fuck are we at? This is Minnesota? And they saying crew with an R in it? Like, it was pretty crazy.
What's crew?
Yeah. Was
cute, like, what is that? But with an R in it.
Crew? You crew?
Because I didn't know what the fuck that meant. I was like, wait, crew?
Ew.
What the fuck was that?
When a hood chick put an R in cute, that's hood. So I was like, I didn't know it was this hood. So it was kind of, it was a great experience.
How were the shows?
Shows were awesome. So as a comic to comics, it just really felt good to be able to cook. I had 45 to 60 every night. So I was like, all right, I got 60 minutes to fuck around. And plus it's lounge style. Because this is what it made it feel like.
Oh, my God.
COVID made niggas who can't sell out feel like Chris Rock because you couldn't sell out. Like, I felt like a god. Nigga, 40 people was top. You couldn't go past 40.
Yeah.
So it was like, the room had 415. You could see 415 people. It was only 40 people in there, but it's the only 40 you could have. I sold out.
Nigga, dope.
I had full shows. So you know what I'm saying. So it was just, and I was cooking every time.
Good shit.
It wasn't even like no bombs. It was just like did new jokes on each joint.
Yo, tell the truth. Tell the truth. Hold on. Tell the truth. Because I'm on the same parallel. Because I hit you up. So we talk a little bit. But like, yo, tell the truth. When you seen 50 on the clock and you knew you had way more in the tank, you was like, oh, we back, nigga.
Yeah. I'm back.
It was like, it was an awakening. Like, I did so much new shit every night because I was just like, I remember that. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Everything was new again. It was crazy, bro. It was crazy to get back.
Dope.
The feature, the host and the feature was like new. Like, they were like newer, and it reminded me of us, like, back in the day. And I was just looking like, yo, I'm
one of the dudes from Philly.
Another nigga from Philly out there?
Kevin Light,
He was on the show.
Yeah, I gave him guest spots. Him and Uncle KJ, the nigga that's like Mike Epps without being Mike Epps.
Yeah,
because he brought your name up. That's the only reason put him on stage. He was like, "I'm cool with Monroe." I was like, "Yeah, Monroe, you cool with me?"
Yeah.
So I put him up. They had a good time. So it was an all black show. Host was black, features black. My guest spots was black. I was black. It was a good time. Really good time.
Hold on. Amazon. Amazon.
Yo, but that's bro. That shit was crazy this weekend too up there. It was like everything you said.
You look like you having a ball on stage.
Everything you said, my brother. It was like, cause at first, you know, the first show you went on Thursday, right, or Wednesday?
Yeah, I did Thursday. Get the Wiggles out show. Yeah, I did.
Right. So we like, you know, they tell you that funny shit. They like, and you know it's gonna be kind of light. So I probably had maybe like 30 to 35, 40, maybe 40, maybe. Feel me? Yeah. So, and you know, they tell you that, yo, you could do as much as you want to do, and you like, damn, I'm trying to do like, No, I wasn't even on it like that. I'm like, nigga, I'm just trying to learn how to walk again. So,
where were you? You went to whatchamacallit, right? You went to Mohegan Sun?
Yeah, I forgot how to salsa, my nigga. For real. Like, I felt it. But, like, you know how you, you know, we've been dancing for so long every day that it's like, imagine you, you know, none of us took off from dancing this long. So now I don't know if my hips is, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
then once. Get back into the feel of it.
Like you said, yo, I'm remembering old. I'm like, oh, like you remember them little quick joints you used to have? Like, yeah, no, it's different, bro. But that shit felt good, bro. The kills feel different.
I tell you how it almost kind of felt because it was light in there, and I was watching comedians that, you know, didn't run through the rigorous shit that we went through. I kind of felt, I'm not with no bullshit, I kind of felt like Dave Attell the whole fucking
thing. Yeah.
I was just up there just saying, I was like, here's another one.
Yeah.
And it here's another one I know you're gonna laugh at. It was just like, I kept my jacket on the whole time. Like I was just like, I had my hand in my pocket on the late show. I had my hand in my fucking pocket on the late show. Just slicing them. Like, yeah, you know, it's what we do out here.
Yo, I ain't gonna hold you that. The illest shit of my weekend was on the first show, right? So, I was just, like you said, yo, I was playing around. So I'm going in my, you know, when you go in, it's like, you know, when you like in White Man Can't Jump when the nigga started going in his socks to get money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that with Joe. I'm going in my fifth pocket in my combo. I'm like, oh, I can hit these niggas with any. I'm going in my hat. I'm doing those. So I'm like,
let me get this shit thrown out. Yeah.
Bro, it felt exactly like that. So when I went into like some looting shit, right? I was like, yo, I'll be like, you know, I'm hype when I see the shit, whatever. So a dude just goes, looting is wrong. One dude out of like this white dude. And I'm like, yo, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Black people dying, man. Killing black people is wrong, man. Looting is, and then everybody just goes like, like I was Martin Luther King, bro. And then, yo, they Jazzy Jeff this nigga out of the fuck. Yo, that was the
Wait, they tossed him for saying looting is wrong, or he kept going? Or he kept talking afterwards?
Yo, bro, because everybody drowned him out, my nigga. It was like, oh, and then I go, yo, how lonely do you feel, right? Like, after everybody was going in on them, I was like, how lonely are you right now, man?
What
and then,
saying?
Yo, they grabbed – he didn't get a chance because I said that.
They got him up out of there.
Yeah, he tried to say one more thing, and the nigga Steve Wilco grabbed that nigga, said, the fuck out of here, son.
It's almost – I almost feel like these clubs are like they're exercising their white guilt by booking these, like, jet black shows. I'm like, because nigga –
yeah,
I had a lineup of four niggas in Minnesota. Like, I was like, that's pretty crazy.
Even for me, bro, it was me and Gordon Baker Bone. It's just two niggas on the show, bro.
All right, so here's the theory.
What's the theory, bro?
Dylan, can you pull up? So Fox News, somebody, I forgot the dude's name, but basically pulled up that certain school districts were thinking about letting black people go back to school first. And then letting white kids come afterwards after the COVID shit went down. How do you not apply the same? Like, sometimes I look at shit the same way.
Damn, that's crazy. Like, that's what they're doing comedy
niggas,
now?
Niggas has always been first on some dangerous shit. Front line. All
right. Yo, all right. But
front
hold
line,
on.
Nigga. Like, you know what I mean? So,
yo, I ain't gonna hold you. I felt like that, but then at the spot, right?
Yeah.
I had seen two, like, Mike Cannon was there the week before, right?
Yeah,
and I was
yeah,
like,
nigga.
He got. I said he got a wife. Look, I said he got a wife and a kid. He got way more to lose than me. Yeah. So that's how I gauged it. Like, if I he does it, I can do it. So fuck it. You got your magic to lose, bro.
No, I get it.
But no, I feel you though on that shit.
Yeah, but I did. But bro, I did scratch my head this weekend. I was like, that.
No, I'm fucking around. But that's always gonna be like a thing to me.
Yeah. Was that on purpose? Yeah. They booked a show that was it went. It looked, we looked the California Raisins up there, nigga.
But no, like that's so funny. But they're like, I'm saying, like they always book like that. I would say Rick Bronson and Tammy always like try to fill up their calendar with like black talent.
Okay, well, good for them. They treat me well. It was a good time. Gotta get
yeah, because they'll have. I've seen like one year. I seen like Lawrence Killebrew, Matt Richards, fucking Leonard Oons. It was like so many. It was Tone Bell. It was just like the blackest year, and it wasn't even That's February. Fine. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like,
all right. Good. So they always look out.
I say on some they on some AAU shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It was nice.
They're Canadians. I feel like Canadians are different when it comes to race. Like they're still racist, but they geared their racism towards the indigenous people.
Yeah, and they be up there too though. But yeah, when they was all over Vancouver. It was crazy.
About indigenous would be like what, like the Somalians and the
Aborigines,
like in Australia, the cavemen.
Yeah, Aboriginals are everywhere. Well, Aboriginal, Indians. They're Australian, and they're Indians basically, and they were all up in Canada. They're in Canada first, and then they fucked them and then killed some. It was like, hey, the ones that we can't mix into society, we just gonna kill them.
That cold blooded man.
Yeah, every white place has its every place that has white people has its like racial background.
It does have, you got to understand. Yeah, that's right. In every white town, there's a book on the rape and the pillage that they have. They all got
but even like, even the casino, think about Mohegan's Sun, nigga. That shit is a nigga. They killed mad niggas. It was like, yo, we going to do a casino now, nigga, for the Lolo.
They don't know nothing about Mohegan.
No.
Yo, should we Not keep him around? Yo, should we keep him around? Mohegan,
the last Mohegans was Daniel Day-Lewis.
That was the Mohicans, not Mohegans. It's different.
Oh, sorry. The Mohicans and the Mohegans is different.
It's like the Puerto Rican and the Cuban flag. You know what I'm saying? It looks the same, but one color is different. One is red, one is blue.
That's so fucking funny.
That's some silly shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, that made me laugh. Yo, but what about this Kanye shit? You see the Kanye shit when he said Harriet Tubman?
How do you see the whole video, man? I've been trying to see the whole video. Yo. Like, did he record the entire speech, or is it just what people put online? Because that shit is hilariously sad.
I watched the video where the black girl was talking about what happened when she got it talking to by Kanye when she was trying to correct him when he was saying all the wrong shit. But I didn't see the whole thing. Nah, I just saw the Harriet Tubman clip.
I just see TikTok when Shorty said, I'm done with this. What she said,
that shit was funny.
She said, oh, I'm getting out of here.
Do you feel like he's just like, because right after that, he released a track list to Donda.
It's a track list. And like, coming out.
Yeah, do you feel like even the John is like, he's going to use this video for like a documentary or some shit? You know what I mean?
Like, probably going to be track one. That's probably going to be like how Westside Gumby doing the wrestling quotes, the dude wrestling. Yeah. He's going to do that on his album with just him talking.
He's going to split it up. He's going to split that shit up and make it different interludes. I see him doing something like that.
I'm telling you, I think, to be honest with you fellas, I think Kanye's Jekyll works for his Hyde. Mm-hmm. So it's like he's bipolar. So the goofy shit just helps him sell the album. And it's just like, oh, okay. So he's just using both his sides to help him sell music. So it's like, if he's going to go CNN, only Kanye could do it because he's the promotional god. Yeah. This boy has always promoted, before he had an album come out, he's promoted.
He's entertaining. He's doing his job. It's entertaining, right? He got a Voss water in his hand.
I like those, them Yeezys.
Oh, the basketball joints. He gave those away for free in Chicago during All-Star Weekend.
You ready? So that's a Steven move. Harriet Tubman. Well, Harriet Tubman never actually freed the slaves. She just had the slaves go work for all the white people.
Y'all, we leave it right now.
No, we leave it right now.
How did the Harriet Tubman come about? How did Harriet Tubman shit even come about?
It was probably just in his heart, my nigga. He probably seen some shit. It was like, matter of fact, like how you come up with a joke.
Yeah.
He's probably sitting there like, matter of fact.
You know what he think? So you know, I think Kanye watched Tubman the movie and seen like white people and that shit. And he was like, yo, they working for it. He don't know. It's just a movie.
Yeah, he didn't even watch the whole thing. First of all, the reason I
said who owned Paramount.
Uh-huh. like
people. He said Harriet Tubman just took niggas to the Paramount lot. Yep.
First of all, the movie had too many edits of them up north. Nigga. Yeah. The way they made it look, it made it look like Harriet, the Underground Railroad was only like 5 miles long. Because they kept going back up north too many. I'm like, there's no way y'all was getting that up and back that quick.
That shit takes months on foot.
Yes. And every other scene, they was back up north. Niggas had new gear on. It was like, well, we made it, nigga. Like, I'm like, nah.
Nobody's tired. Like, imagine traveling by horse. Imagine traveling by horse. Like, think about how bumpy a horse ride is, nigga.
And if you're doing that shit,
yeah, for months on end. Because there are no, like, real roads. Like, we got multiple highways now. There's probably, like, three roads. And you had to go through other racist towns. But these niggas couldn't use roads. So they had to
dive, and duck, nigga. That might as well
have been used boats. So they was using the French niggas, right, to come through on the boats. And boats are hard to navigate. Right? And you sneaking in woods, nigga.
Yo, the struggle make you invincible, my nigga.
Yeah.
Like, when you see your mans and them die, you be like, chill, I can't go back. But yo,
and then
Kanye...
And then the one nigga that cheated on her while she was gone, she wound up didn't save it. I could have died.
But that ain't even cheating. Let's be honest. Like, she left. He had to stay. She was probably gone for a couple months. He has a slave mentality. His mentality is, if anybody's ever left this place, they're probably dead because nobody can leave a plantation. So he's like, all right, I'm going to be like water. I'm going to be on my Bruce Lee shit. I'm going to adapt. I'm going to adapt in some other slave ass.
Got to get buns, my nigga. Like, you got to get buns. That shit don't change like water. From Adam and Eve to the cave. Yeah.
So be like the little water that I'm given. Be so like that, the little bit of water that I'm given because I'm a slave. Yeah. And go get me some other puss. Ain't that
for her to not save him and not seed the situation, like, all right, yeah, there was no way I could write you a letter or call you because phones don't exist. So, yeah, my bad. But bring that bitch on, too.
Genuinely pissed at her.
Because so she's supposed to be saving all black people. She's not supposed to be only slaving.
She left a nigga a slave, though.
Yeah.
She left him a slave. I was like, he couldn't. Off some side, he couldn't get freedom because of some side.
Yeah. That's crazy. Sometimes it'd be like, I didn't even see the movie. That's crazy. I didn't even know that happened. Yo,
he didn't deserve his freedom for some side that he should have gotten because he couldn't talk to you for months on end. That's
months
fucking crazy.
On
coming,
he
that's
did something
crazy.
That nobody
but that shit,
has
that show you, yo. How what that show you, yo, even through slavery, my dude. Them feelings is a bitch, my nigga. Like, you even hold a grudge through the slavery, son. I bet it beats because of the corona. Like, yo, you know what? We should just be cool. We might have died. Son, she said, fuck that, nigga.
She's like, fuck you, nigga.
Nope.
I left this bitch. I made it. I got new clothes and shit. I come back to get your goofy ass, and now you married? Because he got married. That's what it was. He wasn't just getting his dick sucked. He was married.
That's right, okay.
He was like committed to a whole nother joint.
But kept them niggas both in a slave wife, husband, slave husband and wife.
Hold on.
She couldn't just be bitter and mad at him and got him to free. Nah, I'm going to keep them niggas down in slavery. I don't even want to see y'all no more. Like,
he wasn't fucking Harriet. What, Harriet wasn't fucking like on the railroad? Like, what?
No.
She was.
No. She thought about the freedom. She wasn't thinking about that D.
But nobody was
about
like,
the D.
Huh?
Oh, man, if I was on the railroad, I probably would have hollered at Harriet. Like, yo, let me just, I know you want to hug or something.
You got to think about how many niggas was probably mad intimidated by Harriet Tubman. Like, so many dudes.
That's what got
like,
me.
Yeah.
That's what would have got me horny.
Well, fellas, I'm going to be real with you. Harriet Tubman is not the most, she's a striking lady. But even young Harriet, I'm like, I wonder what she looked like when she was a little PYT. Cause man, her picture when she did it all, when it was all said and done, bro.
Yeah.
Woo.
I mean, but that was a typical show me a
Harriet
picture of her
Tubman
beautiful.
Looked like a black Jack Palance. Look it up.
Yo, what Jay-Z said, yo, it was the great American artist Jay-Z who said, yo, stress will take a young nigga and give him an old face.
Yeah.
That's what happened, bro. That shit.
Yeah, that's stress.
All of them years back and all forth. Nigga, shit. Then she, you know what happened? She probably was young until she found out the nigga done left her and cheated.
Yeah. But I tell you what it probably crazy. Was. I tell you what it probably was. That's probably one of it. It was probably the ones that was like, nah, nah, we not slaves. We just gonna stay right here with Massa. That's what probably made her mad. Like, these goofy niggas.
Damn.
Yeah. So that's the ones that was like she was like, that's what probably but stressed yo, out me look like that.
What up?
But yo, back to Kanye though. If I was there, okay. I was watching that, I would have been like, hey, yo, shut the fuck up, nigga. I would have went viral, nigga. Then I would have been like, yo, at PD's jokes, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have went viral. I say, yo, shut yeah. the fuck up, nigga.
It just seems so like, fake, right? To me,
yeah,
because
it seems fake.
I see, I can only see the room they're in, dude. It just looks like a set for a video. You got, he had the black ministry behind him. His young intern behind him, and then a bunch of young people. Like, I don't feel like anybody in that audience was truly old enough to vote.
I feel like, yeah,
I felt like it was like,
I think it was probably like a youth service or something.
Yeah, and, remember vote or die, right? And they're like, you got to vote, man. It's like, nigga, I'm 17. Why are you going so hard?
I felt like nigga. That. Remember the t-shirts?
Yeah.
The, come on.
Yeah,
I didn't have one. I wanted one. Yeah. It was the big, they said vote or die, the whole
vote
t-shirt.
Or die.
Blue, blue. Big old letters. Like, what?
Yeah.
No, city, man.
Do you think, what do you think? Well, now that he couldn't get on any ballots or anything because he like filed the wrong paperwork and any of that shit. Which
didn't he just drop out? Like,
no, he just couldn't. I guess he didn't drop out because he couldn't. He didn't do the paperwork to get on the ballot for November. So
he didn't drop
I guess,
in. Nigga didn't
yeah,
drop in, right?
Nigga, he was never official, which makes me feel like it was all just like, if you're serious about being a politician, you're going to get all the paperwork done. Like, remember, like, think of all the broke politicians that did what they needed to do to be on the ballot. So
yeah,
I'm like,
this nigga's a billionaire.
Yeah.
You don't have people that can do that shit for real. Come on.
Yeah,
nah, but you know, yo, when you rich, you just like to do shit last minute. He was probably smoking a blunt, like, nah, but for real, let's do this president shit right now, nigga.
And smoking a blunt, like, oh, I think he was crushing
he
up
was
his
like,
pills and snorting them.
He was like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Now, I think Kanye passed weed. That nigga don't,
yeah.
He ain't cool.
He do Michael Jackson. Nah, I feel like he don't even crush. I feel like he do Michael Jackson. Like, he got a chamber.
Oh, he got
like,
Depravan and all
gases that. Or some shit.
He
like,
got a team
IV.
Of doctors.
He's doing some other shit. He's on some other shit. He got an astronaut suit, probably. I don't
that he,
know.
Yeah, that he fills with like opium, like he did.
Crazy.
Smoke into the astronaut.
And then he hangs. He got like a room with no gravity, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy, son.
Yo, a zero gravity chamber. That'd be dope to have. Like if you just
he do
angry,
nitrous,
you just
he probably do whippets and then hop into the no gravity shit and just go crazy.
And probably does
he do
like
that
helium.
Shit like you ever watch the Mike Tyson shit when a nigga be like, "You gotta do the toad, man."
The toad,
psychedelic shit. He's like, you gotta do the toad, man. Yo, he probably do that shit. Too.
Kanye licking frogs, and then he's just in a soundproof room, just punching the air.
Some other shit, bro.
That's so.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
Funny.
Whatever bipolar medicine he's on or not on, that he's.
But
not
he make the world pay attention. He make because my mom's even be like, she probably don't know the last Kanye song, but she like, you seen with Kanye? I'm like, yo, ma, come on, I'm elevated. I don't think about that.
All he's doing is showing how easily distracted people are. It's just easy how easily distracted people are. People are so gung-ho about shit, but in a good scandal, a good breakdown will fucking draw your attention. They're like, oh,
absolutely.
I knew
that's
he was going crazy
like,
when he dyed his hair back to that cheetah shit.
Yo,
he's
my brother,
back on the shit.
You,
what up, man?
You ever dated somebody, right? And then they was like, say y'all break up, right? And then they do like they do like, yo, I'm going to do something crazy, like to try to get your attention, and you be like, ah, I don't want you to go crazy or nothing. What you was saying?
That's
it's like
what
one
you
of
do.
Those
I'm like, all right, well, delete this last text message.
Nah, I'm just saying.
I want
like,
no evidence.
But you still be like, huh?
Yeah.
You be like, what? It still gets you your attention for a second. Like, what? Nah. Yeah. So he be doing that like, yo, son, hold up. I'm crazy.
Man, he did that. He did the I'm crazy thing. Then he does the whole my family and then this.
He be trolling.
That. Yeah.
He trolls.
I think
he trolls on emotions. He trolls on emotions.
I think
he's
he
a
asked
master
permission.
Troll.
Yeah. I think he goes, hey, babe, I'm about to say some stupid shit. Are you cool? And she's like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, it's
yo,
gotta
you think
be.
She care? Yo, she's chilling, bro. Like, yo, think about this. My father is now my mom's. My husband just was like, I'm gonna be the president now. My younger sister is a billionaire. My ass is fake. What do you think? You think
that's her dad? Bruce Jenner ain't her dad. Bruce Jenner, yeah, her dad ain't Bruce Jenner.
That's a TV for the hood, yo. To the hood, the niggas that don't read the Reedy's box and all that. Yeah. That's her father. So
Bruce Jenner is the younger one's dad. Her dad is the dude that represented OJ.
Rob Kardashian.
Oh, my man, yeah, Shapiro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, not Rob Kardashian. Yeah, but yeah. You know, still, that's her father, man.
Her stepmom. Yeah. Yeah.
Stepmom, there you go. So her life, come on. You know Kanye. And Kanye probably like, yo, what? What? You know what I'm saying? And she be like, whatever you want to do, my dude. Dude. Yeah, that shit is crazy. What kind of life is that, though?
What kind of life is that?
I don't want that type of life, money.
It's too weird. Her life is weird.
To have that much control, though, to have that much control over people and just be a super troll, that'd kind of be dope, right?
But you
That's
know
like
what's crazy,
a modern-day superpower.
Yeah, because it's like, imagine you could have a whole group of people love you at 1 second. Like, you put out a fucking Life of Pablo, and then you flip on them niggas real quick, like, and then you have a whole group of other niggas loving you.
Yeah.
And then you flip on them niggas real quick, like, now I got my other niggas loving me again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he went from the hood, we was on Panda.
Yeah.
And then the nigga say, yo, make America great again. We was like, yo, chill, son.
Yeah.
And the Trump niggas was like, word, we got Kanye now? Oh, we lit. Then the niggas is like, yo, fuck y'all nigga. You know what I'm saying? Harriet Tubman. And now he's on the other side again. He's crazy, bro.
Yeah. Crazy. Dude, no, he goes back and forth. But remember,
like a bipolar person would.
He's always saying he's a god. And
that
he's doing god shit.
Ping pong with himself.
Mm-hmm. Even though, is he still, I feel like, even though he said the Harriet Tubman shit like a week ago, he said, not fuck Donald Trump, but basically it was like he no longer supports Donald Trump. So do you think he's just trying to be Trump-like?
And then 4 weeks before
you can't
that, he said slavery was a choice.
Yeah, well, no, he said that like last year.
I was just trying to keep it tight.
But do you think he's trying to be Trump-like, yo? Yeah. Do you think that's what it is? He's trying to be Trump-like, right?
Because presidency, I feel like the presidency is the new Shark Tank, my nigga. Like, who gonna get it? Who we gonna say got the best product, nigga?
Because they just proved that you don't have to be like super college educated and go through all those things that you need to be president. You just need to have money and you need to generate a following. So all they're doing is proving that with enough rhetoric and bullshit that you can run this country one day. That's all they're proving, right? You got Kanye doing that shit. He can easily come out of his mouth and go, I'm going to be president. And then he didn't submit it, but to get paperwork and to know where the paperwork is fucking dangerous.
Think about this, too. So he said that, right? Not only did he do all
that. Tekashi 6ix9ine can run for president for you. You see what I'm saying?
He will.
Exactly. Will. You know why, but here's the thing.
He's not old enough. He got to be a little older,
The next day when he said that, like, yo, I'm going to do every newspaper. Mm-hmm. At least I know in New York, every newspaper had that shit on the cover, bro. How powerful is that? That you can say, yo, I'm going to be president tomorrow, and then everybody covers it. Immediately, like everybody, this nigga's dying in the corona respirators, people getting hit by cars, all kind of shit, man.
All kind of shit. But with Kanye,
he got hit by a car.
Wild.
I don't know somebody. You ain't got the.
That's so funny.
That niggas get robbed with.
Kanye said, "I need this pandemic and this fucking race war to be backseated by my Kanye-ness. Mm-hmm. What can I do? Run for fucking president. Yep, that's wild. That's pretty. Wow, that's control.
Yeah,
his cashmere gotta feel different.
Yeah,
I don't think I want that kind of power. I don't. I just wanted a cool apartment.
I want my mom to have a cool crib, and I'm good.
I feel like he controls the temperature of his walls, my nigga. Like, you know, like the walls in the crib. I feel like he could be like, I want the walls to be a little cooler right now, warmer.
And he'll put like cold panels in his walls.
Yeah.
Just so he could. Oh my God! It's, yeah.
I don't. Or he'll do some shit like, I don't want to hear the sound of air conditioner, so I need like the walls to cool me.
Yeah.
That's wild. Funny.
Different, bro.
He's like, it fucks with my vibe.
I remember when he was talking about that bathroom. I saw some him and they were talking about that. It's like they have a bathroom that's only like 10 of them in the world, and it's a sink that's is set up like they got this sink and shower set up that's like no one ever had before. Like it's some old Ubba shit. Like it's crazy. What is the niggas doing videos with Tesla trucks? It's wild.
Yeah,
Kanye can do whatever he want to do.
And the shit ain't even mass produced yet. They ain't even truly make it.
No. But he got
the
one.
Nigga, Elon Musk say, yo, how ill is that too? It's like, yo, if you own a Tesla, it's like you bought into this nigga's system. It's a fly car. It's fly. Yeah. And it's like, yo, and I'm going green. I'm fucking being safe and all that shit. Yeah. And the nigga's like, yo, I'm rock the company, the brand. Mm-hmm. We rocking with Kanye. And you like, all right. When the truck comes out, it's everything is fucking brand placement, bro. Product placement.
Yeah.
When I get on, I'm gonna start doing crazy shit too, son. I'm gonna just say crazy shit.
What you gonna do? What's your craziest thing?
I'm gonna be like, yo, I don't know. I might change my. I might get a facelift or something first. I might just say, dude, fucking.
One of the barges.
I might cut my lips off, my nigga, and just be like that type shit. Like, yo, stop, yo. And then I'm going to come back. You know what I'm saying?
I'm doing none of those things. I have a few plans.
If you cut your lips off, then you'll always be smiling, right? Because then it's like.
That's just weird. What is that? What are you? What is this? Gotham?
Your teeth are always out.
What is this, Gotham? Like, hey. What are you, Joker? Two-Face? That's weird. So, I think I might.
I'm only going to do that if I pop and then my buzz die down. And I'm gonna cut my lips off when my buzz died down, just to get niggas hype again, get the streets in a frenzy.
Comedian PDD cuts off his lips. What's up, nigga? Nobody rocking lips anymore.
Rocking the lipless. I'm lipless, nigga. The lip.
No, there's those people. There are people who do like self mutilation who cut like shit off and put things in their face and stuff. There's a guy who cut his nose off. And there's another guy who, like, he had his nose surgically removed, and there's another so he can look like the Red Skull. And there's another dude who put horns. Like,
it's like you could got they got makeup for that.
Yeah.
It's like,
under his skin.
But he got him, like, in it. Like, he got him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he can be look like the devil.
That nigga gets so much Comic-Con pussy, bro. That nigga is killed, yo.
Comic-Con puss.
Yeah.
They love anybody putting in a superhero costume or they know about comic books. Yeah. Bro, you remember we did that podcast, that Mo podcast, and the girl was trying to chip on Dave?
That was insane,
bro. Damn. Like, that black girl was like, you don't know about Flash and Super, and Dave was like, bitch, I got two kids. He's like, bitch. I got bills. What are you talking about? Superman and the Flash. She was like, well, if you don't know about the Flash, just sassy with it.
Mm-hmm.
As if to say, you ain't getting this if you don't have no comic book knowledge. Like, it was the wildest shit I've ever seen. Comic-Con is different, bro.
Comic-Con is different.
It was like, it's where nerds go to be gods. It's like, it's like the reverse.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if the jock was the dude in high school, that took over the hallway at Comic-Con, you are now the nerd. Like, jock becomes the nerd becomes God. Because they be in there dressed up, you can't tell them nothing, and there's always some underlying body positive or anti-bully or accept all open mind shit underlying them costumes. So it's like, if you hate, it's more than just you teasing. It's like you coming against some kind of goofy-ass movement that they got going on. I peep game. I'd be sitting watching.
And you know there's probably, there got to be probably some racism under there.
Me and Ro was talking
segregation. There's segregation in the comedy. Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if a black person dresses a white hero, they don't like that shit. They don't like that shit there. right? We were talking to some people. Yeah. There was some black Harley Quinns that was getting like funny stares. And it's like, nah, you not. All the geeks was like, nah, you can't be a black Harley Quinn because it goes against the shit. It was just so funny.
Harlem Quinn.
Are you Harlem Quinn?
Harlem,
but you can't be Harley.
Yeah. White Storm. How do you feel about a White Storm, though?
That'd be terrible. Nah, you got to keep Storm black. I play that card. Fuck it. Keep Storm black.
But then what if Shorty like, yo, if I, because she doing out of spite. Like, yo, nah, Sean, fuck that. If they could do that.
Okay, keep Storm white. Then Rogue.
And then she going to say, all lives matter. She going to be like, yo, I'm fucking Storm. All lives matter. And then what?
Crazy. I can see them doing that.
Nah, Comic-Con lit, though, man. That shit is crazy. Yeah. Just, I like to see like shit that, you know, when you like, you just find, or you just look and you find out about some shit and then you go, oh, wow, there's millions of people that fuck with this. I'm mad late. Yo. Yeah.
And I was a day too late to the Street Fighter V exhibit. Like when Five was just coming out, I was supposed to be in line. I was going to play. But then I came the wrong day and it was already shut up. It was already,
shit, I didn't even
they
know
shut
that.
It down. Because I was like, oh, they got the Street Fighter V demonstration.
And they don't let you play. They don't let people play.
They had them set up. They had them set up, screen set up. You can go up and play against whoever was going to be there. I was probably going to get my ass whooped, but I was going to go check it out.
That'd have been dope.
Yeah.
That'd have been dope.
So when six come out, because when six, say, if everything opened back up next year, PlayStation 5 is going to come out with Street Fighter 6. So that's without a doubt going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah. So PD doesn't play video games. You see his face? He like,
nah, I do. I'll be on some corn. I just started playing, but not like.
Oh, you play fucking. Oh, you play Farmville? That whatever that shit you and Sam trying to convince me. Yeah,
I fucks with the Animal Crossing shit. But now I haven't played that shit in like almost a week now because I'm going outside. Buns is around. Shit, different now, man. We back.
Buns out. That's an understatement, boy. They naked in Brooklyn. They naked in Brooklyn, nigga.
Early, nigga. Nigga, before the sun is even in the middle of the sky, is crazy, bro.
Naked in Brooklyn. You'd be like, God damn. Yeah, it's crazy.
A lot of side boob. I'm loving the whole boob. It's side boob. Right,
summer's still the summer in New York.
That's what I'm trying to talk to.
Pandemic
like, do the right. This shit is like, do the right thing, but like on steroids with more white people in Brooklyn. It's like, imagine if the whole cast was white, do the right thing. Nigga,
this feels like Do the Right Thing 2020. It's all white people. The cast is all white.
Imagine if you came back and you see Do the Right Thing and the nigga and the white nigga was like, hey, yo, Sal, why there's no black people on the wall? You'd be like, it's the white nigga that threw the garbage can through the fucking window. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Radio! Radio!
iPod!
Podcast!
Podcast!
Rogan! Yo, it'd be like Joe Rogan or something, yo. Mm-hmm. Shit would be crazy. Yo, imagine doing the right thing 2020, my nigga. Andrew Schultz would be Mookie.
Yeah.
That shit would be fire, sir. Yo, all white cast and like some Indian niggas. Like, we got a few Indian niggas.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That should be fire. And the black dudes. The black dudes who work in the pizzeria, something different, like crazy. Yeah, be like, yo.
Crazy. Yeah. Instead of love and hate, be like Jaeger Bomb. Yeah, be like. Jaeger Bomb.
Yo, that shit would be crazy.
Shit.
An all white the right thing reboot. 2020, get Spike on the line. Yo,
yeah, Margot Robbie would be Rosie Perez's character. Oh shit,
that's so fucking funny.
instead of Fight the Power, it'd be like Megan Thee Stallion Savage in the beginning, the opening scene, the white shorty doing the TikTok joint. I'm a savage. That shit would go viral, my nigga. We got, that's a lot of units, man. I'm just trying to think like the fuck.
If white people do the right thing 2020 and the cast was white, it would be a jaw dropper.
What would you call it?
Jaw dropper.
You call it, come on, man.
Come on, man. We got to do better, guys. There you go.
We got to do better, guys.
We got to do better.
Yeah, do the right thing. You got to do better.
We got to do better.
Yo, we got to pitch that, bro. Who we going to sell this to? We got to sell this, bro. This is like, Highest bidder. Shit. We can't even be highest bidder. Highest bidder. Nobody ever thought
parody.
Paramount will buy it.
Ooh, like a parody? That shit would be fire, bro.
Yeah.
We gotta holler at Key. We gotta holler at Key and Peele and them. Oh, Jordan Peele. We gotta holler at Jordan. You got Jordan's number?
I think I got the first one.
If you think for a second Spike Lee ain't gonna have no problems with that,
yeah,
nigga, Spike Lee is active on Twitter. If he ever even heard an idea of three niggas making a Do the Right Thing parody and we make the cast white, oh, he would have a field day on our ass. I don't even want it. Spike will go.
I take that idea back. I take this whole idea.
Nah, Spike, you afraid of Spike Lee?
Spike. But Spike is like 4 feet tall. But still, he'd be mad. He'd probably send a Nation of Islam out to get us.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want the fucking public at Chuck B after me.
Out.
Like, I ain't gonna hold you. You know what's the most interesting shit, too, that's ill? Is, like when you see Common and, like, Talib, and when people ask them about Kanye because they know, like, that they cool and shit, they be like, I mean, you know, that's my brother.
Like, yeah, there's a lot of that.
Because you can't do that. You can't. You can't. That's like your homie. That's somebody help you get to like another status in your career. You know what I mean? So you, the that's most you can do. Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, more and Common. You're talking about Common's best album. You can't. You can't. You got to be like, oh, you know, he's probably going through something, or you just be like, you know, we'll talk.
Because you know people would be like, yo, but like, how do you feel? How do you feel? Do you think it's right? You'd be like,
and you can't give your opinion. You just gotta take it.
They'd be like, I heard an interview with Common. He was like, I mean, he helped change my life. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I gotta talk to him. I haven't talked to him. That's the best comeback too. Like, I haven't actually talked to him.
Personally. And then they could talk to him every day. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
What are you doing, man?
What are you doing, dude?
It's like, you remember in the beginning of Hellboy? Remember on Hellboy? And the dude just kept telling, he don't exist. It's not a thing. And then he cut, like, niggas, stop jumping from roof to roof. Get your tail out, motherfucker. I gotta keep telling these people you ain't real, but you doing some real goofy shit.
That shit is crazy, bro.
Yeah, Kanye's Hellboy.
Kanye out there, like, dude, the fuck are you saying? Harriet
Tubman, and it's crazy, too, because
with other white people?
Imagine you did legendary shit, right? And you knew you knew people fucked with you, like, yo, Derek, that one, like, you put out that one joint, that fuckboy ground zero, like, niggas got it tattooed, and it's a culture, and you like, niggas like, yo, fuck y'all niggas, I'm gonna do some more other shit.
Yeah.
But you know, we still gonna love the out, like, you can't take back some shit. You can't be like, I don't like that song no more.
Yeah,
it's tough. Like that joke, dude, that's saying all this shit made Graduation, made My Dark Twisted Fantasy. Like, this nigga made some of them albums.
808s and Heartbreaks.
808s, come on, man. Yo, and it's the
He had a song for every mood that I ever had as an adult, my nigga.
Yeah.
Damn.
He always, it's like, you know, when you go to church, if you ever went to church, it's like, how the Reverend know how I feel? This nigga's saying exactly. You know what I mean? That's what Kanye made them jams.
Yeah. How do you feel about his gospel music? Because me and Derek listened to a song last week that was all right. It wasn't too bad. The beat was dope. He really wasn't talking about shit, but it was better than anything he's done gospel-wise.
Yeah, because I like three songs on the gospel album, and then it's all just kind of the normal. It's just, it kind of sounds the same. But that joint he put out with Travis Scott was kind of ill, though. Yeah. I mean,
when you got God co-producing your shit, you gonna be come on, man. Cheat code.
I mean, so who was fucking producing the first one? The Antichrist? Like, why was that shit like, so come bad? On.
Like, you can't tell me late Registration was the devil. That wasn't the devil. Yeah. Jesus Walks was on that album. Come on.
Yeah.
Nah, Jesus was that was probably like a reverend, though. That wasn't like all the way through upstairs. That was probably like a nigga deacon. That was a deacon or some shit, the organ player at the church. You know what I mean? Then the nigga had to go to the higher power.
Like, mayonnaise color bends, Miracle Whips. That's not the devil.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise color bends, I push Miracle Whips.
It was someone at the church. It was someone at the church, but it wasn't like the upstairs, you know. Yeah. It wasn't. Because when you're running for president, you got to understand also, you talking to the nigga upstairs. You're not talking to the deacon no more.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think his end goal is? What do you think Ye's end goal is with this whole thing? You think he's going to get Donda divorced?
To go platinum? The album named after his mom to go absolutely platinum.
Yeah, Donda goes platinum. You think that he gets a divorce or no?
I don't know.
He going to divorce Kim? That'd be pretty wild.
I think she's going to divorce him. Yeah, she might divorce him. Yeah, she probably.
If she divorced him, that'd be pretty wild.
She makes more money than he does.
She do?
Yeah, so she would have to pay him out, right? She would have to pay him alimony.
Oh, that's what's going to happen. She going to break up with him, give him like 200 mil, something crazy.
Yeah.
He going to keep the kids. It's going to be crazy.
Wait, Dylan, bring it up. Bring up who makes more money, Kanye or thank you.
I'm trying to see if they signed a prenup, though.
Oh.
Uh-oh. I mean,
hit her with the prenup.
Wait, are prenups like public? Like, once you sign a prenup, it's public? Because I want to know how all of these celebrity things are public.
Yeah.
How so, Kanye pays her $1 million for each year they're married, along with the Bel Air home. That's just a prenup. I'll look how much they make. But apparently, if they do break up, I think Kim's cashing out.
Yeah, he ain't leaving. Cheaper to keep her.
Kanye's,
her $1 million?
Kanye's net worth is $1.3
billion. $1.3 billion? He's a billionaire? Oh, I take that
back.
You
didn't know that?
I didn't know Kanye was a billionaire.
Yeah.
Oh, Dad. He's the only other billionaire in that family. Kylie Jenner's a billionaire.
That's crazy to me, but yeah, she. Baby mama from the Forbes got these other like bitches. Sure.
What'd you say?
Yeah, she's only like 900 million. Yeah. I'm seeing anywhere from like 5.
So she padded. She padding the numbers. My nigga Yeezy is a solid 1.3 on the Richter. You know what it is. When he say shit, things happen.
I mean, 900 million isn't that far off.
But 900 million, though.
It's not that far off from being a fucking billionaire, yo.
Think about this, yo. If I had, like, say I had, not even, say, like, my whole neighborhood right here knew I had, like, 100 million. I'm pretty sure I could be the president of my community.
You know what I mean? Like, you're the president of your community with 200,000.
Yeah,
probably. You're right.
Get like 200. Matter of fact,
a strong 1,500.
A strong 1,500.
So but that's what I'm saying. Probably imagine 1.3.
Yeah.
Bro, 1.3. And niggas is sheep, bro. What you gonna do? You
1.3.
But you get all of. So that's the thing. Yeah, I guess your influence, your reach is beyond 1.3 bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like your reach got to be crazy like that, too. Like, yo, I have so many people's wallets. Mm. I have so many people's emails. 1.3
billion. Damn. That's dope. What's Jay-Z's net worth?
I think he like 2 billion.
2 bill?
2 billion?
I think Jay worth like 2
billion. We got to do this do the white thing shit, man. It's going to go crazy.
1 bill. Yeah.
Do the white thing. That.
So Jay-Z is 1 billion and Kanye is 1.3.
See?
Pretty How dope. Much Michael Jordan got? How much Michael Jordan
because,
got?
Because, because Jay's sneakers put him over. That's why he beat everybody. Yeah.
If he got more money than Michael Jordan, I'm going to be
All right, what's the guesses on Jordan?
I didn't even know Jordan was a billionaire, but if he's a billionaire, I'm going to say Jordan is probably...
3, 2.
I'm going to say 2.1 billion, maybe.
I'm going to say 923 million. Yeah, million.
You know what? I'm going to say he's probably.
He got his deal in the 80s, man. He got his deal in the
80s.
Might be disrespectful. His shit probably like 538 million.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying 500 mil.
1.6
billion. 1.6
billion? 1.6.
1.6 billion. God damn it, Jordan.
Damn, Jordan.
Damn, Jordan. Damn. Yeah.
He right there. He never had to win a fucking He had to get an elbow from Dennis Rodman or Robert Parrish.
He's right there. All he had was just go crazy for a little bit.
And then that documentary was so good. That thing.
Oh,
did you watch it?
Yeah.
That thing's great. I was like, oh my God, this is TV. I was like, this is the best documentary series I've ever seen. Like, it was great. Like, all 10 was great.
And how they moved it, that's crazy too. They pushed up the release date just because they knew the streets needed it, yo.
Yeah. And, so, and it's on Netflix now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Netflix. But when it
came
it.
Out, yeah. But when it came out, we was like, yeah, like every week. So it was like when The Wire came out.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
10 weeks. Like, they had everybody. Wrong. They had everybody locked in for. If it was once a week, that's 10 weeks.
10 weeks.
Everybody's fucking, huh? Getting through the COVID, just hooked on Mike.
It was two episodes.
Even my mom. I was like, Mom, you like that?
Wait, you said it was two. It wasn't 10 weeks. It was like two episodes a week, right?
Yeah, it was two
episodes. It was two episodes a week. That's right.
So they cut it out. Like five. Okay. Yeah. That's even doper.
But still, Jordan, yeah. Like, we've seen these games. He was like, no, we want to see what all the hoopla was behind scenes. Yeah, it was too bad.
Let's do one of our newer bits. Petey, what shoe are you?
What shoe am I? What do you want?
What shoe would you be?
If you had what?
Decide. Like, what type of shoe would you be? A Jordan? What type of Jordan?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, if I was a Jordan, what would I be?
Oh, no, if you was a sneaker, what sneaker would you be?
Oh, I'll probably be like a fucking Air Force One, all white Air Force One.
That's some New York shit to say, yeah.
All purpose, legend. It's like classic, you know what I mean? I thought about that the other day, too. I didn't think that I was going to be that. I was just in my mind on the Amtrak the other day, and I was thinking about how, like, a fresh white pair, like, the first time you wear it, it's something about that feeling. You feel so fresh. Like,
but it only happens one time.
Yeah, that's why it's so clutch.
The second time you wear them, it is never the same.
Yeah,
but think about
you step out the house, it's over.
All right, so this is what I was thinking. So back in my hustler days, right, I always kept, like, two pairs in my trunk.
Yeah.
On some fly nigga shit. Like, I would always have. So think about that. The goal is to have them shits like how you got fresh socks or whatever. So white. Because when the sun hit it too, people were like, oh.
Yeah.
What about
when they if? When them things all if. When they if. Yeah, I've had those days. First day of school.
We did this. It's the same answer. I say I'm going with a black cement 3. That's probably one of my favorite sneakers. It is one of my favorite sneakers because it goes with everything. And no matter, like, I feel like it, you can kind of dog it and it still would just be a vintage Jordan. It just be, you know what I mean? You can wear it with anything. Cargos, fatigue, whatever the fuck you want. You can wear
cool gray 11s.
Yeah.
I just want to be a pair of cool gray 11s. They're the hardest one. They're the ones that least come out. And when they drop, it is the sexiest fucking shoe on the foot, especially when you wear light blue jeans and a hoodie that got silver in it. It's a wrap.
Yes, sir.
That's a Christmas special right there.
It's a Christmas special.
Yeah. That's a Christmas special right there. That's like you came through, like cool everything worked 11, right.
Like if cool gray with the ice sole and the fur.
It says everything is in the right place. And you know what I mean?
That cool gray 11 is stupid. It's a stupid shoe. I go, this shoe's fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. And then if you rock it right with the right shit, it's bananas.
I feel like throughout the years, Nike and I guess Jordan, but Nike overall, like I feel like they've put so many colorways together.
Yeah.
That was like you said, like, come on, the black cement 3s, it's like, they was like, yo, the gray with the fucking black, with the red, with the gray, like, it's crazy, and then the fucking, you know what I'm saying, the gray, yo, what if we do 2-3 different shades of gray with the white, and how, and there's a nigga in there that's like, how you think that'll make him feel, and the nigga's like, yeah, it's probably a flavor change, like, it's probably niggas that work there, like, yo. Brown, and then a lighter brown, and then an orange. Niggas like, yeah!
and they're like, yeah, well, let's get to it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thanks, huh?
Yo, the patent leather, yo, what if we give them the all white, a different fabric, but the same color white, and then patent leather.
With the ice blue bottom.
With the ice, but make it like so you can't, make it so you can see through the rubber. Who thought of seeing through the rubber, my nigga?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Not even an air bubble. He's like an air bubble. Nah. Like you can actually see through this shit, son.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even want to think about that shit. I remember when I had my Carolina Jones, my white 11s with the blue.
Yeah.
I wore them to Sin City.
Oh.
I didn't fuck them up, but I was like, why am I wearing these here?
It's the dark. Yeah. That don't make no sense. You're just going to get strip like, pussy juice on them.
Oh, yeah. Sin City.
I miss them shoes.
I feel like a strip club is a crock plot. It's a crock place. You should go in the strip club with crocs on and just get comfortable, get your little lap
down. Nah. What's up now?
Yeah. Because your toes is too exposed, man. You don't need a crock. You bugging, nigga. Your toe, anything could happen. A stiletto on your crock go right through the hole, nigga.
All right, so Timberlands, you got to go with Tim's then.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was funny. Like, I remember from that
laced
night.
Laced all the way up.
Yeah.
I remember from
laced
that
up but unlaced.
Club. Yeah.
Oh, you talking about Tim's Unlaced? Oh, yeah. It's that kind of spot.
Mm. I remember,
I was there once. They had a dude who was paraplegic. He had no hands.
So what was he?
He was nubbing the stripper. He was nubbing the stripper. I was watching the stripper like, she has to go through this. Like, he was nubbing the... touching up on her. And they had to throw cash over his shoulder because he had no hands. So they was throwing cash over his shoulder.
I mean, it's probably cleaner for her because niggas be having dirt under their nails and shit. This nigga don't got no hands, so it's just
that's the shit. That's why when people do the fist bumps, it's like, nigga, with the nubs, is the same shit. Now what you touching, you still touch everything with your nubs, my nigga. The nubs are some of the filthiest places in the world, bro.
Yeah,
think about it. The nigga wiping sweat. The nub, nigga, wipe the nub sweat.
Is a birthplace for bacteria. Just the cap of the
nigga
nub.
Fall out his chair. His nubs is his feet now. The nigga's a fucking.
You gotta use nubs.
You use nubs more than you use hands, and you don't have the option to put hand sanitizer on because there's no nub.
They don't have nub sanitizer. Yeah, they ain't got no nub stuff.
Yo, I think you need two condoms every time you go out. That's a glove. But a nub. Nub sanitizer, bro.
But anyway,
Hold on, real quick. Who was throwing the money? His homies was over his back?
Over his shoulders. They was throwing the money while he was getting his double, because I guess he got him, you know, he lost
you
him.
You think
doing something.
That they skimming, though? You think they, because if he's so focused, they'd be like, one for you, two for me,
Probably. Yeah. We in the Bronx, nigga. Yeah. When you go into a place called Sin City, anything goes. The chicks on the stage naked is the bonus. This is what's going on the floor. These niggas is probably talking about deals. There was so many drug dealers in there when we went at one time. And remember the one time Dave told you that story? They was like, yo, the nigga from Broke Ass Game Show here. And I was throwing money. And the niggas start perking their head up like, oh, who this nigga, huh? Oh, you think you big money in that? And then Dave was like, yo, nigga, we got to go. Like, it's crazy in there.
So you always going to need somebody like Dave. Like, he's like
Dave was like, yo, we got to get out of here.
He the inside man type of nigga. Like, yo,
Dave
man,
was noticing. He just, because Dave from the street, so he didn't
And he got
me.
Two kids. And you always got to rock with niggas that have more shit to lose than you, because then you know you're safe. Like, nah, this nigga got to, he definitely got to make it out of here alive. He got you. Us, we be like, oh.
Wait, unless they hate their life. If they hate their life, then they don't give a fuck.
No, Dave loves life, so Dave. It was me, Chris, and Dave. It was Chris, rest in peace, Chris Cotton. It was us three, and Dave hoisted my black ass up out of there. It was crazy.
Dude. All right, let's wrap this thing up, yo. Petey, thank you for having us, man. I said having us. Thank you for being on this, John. When's your next show, man? People need to support Legendary.
Yo, just go follow me on Instagram. I put the fly, because it's supposed to be every Friday, but if it rains, everything's outside. So now it's like weather permitted bullshit. But if it's not on Friday, it's on Sunday. But follow me on the gram at PD's, like these nuts, PD's jokes. Yeah, check me out. Thank you, y'all. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.